It's another Ag News Update. How could new rules from the Consumer Protection Bureau affect rural lenders? More after this.
Countdown 24 is marching onward to Orlando, January 31st to February 2nd, 2024. Have your say in the future of the industry, network with fellow producers, or connect with friendly faces. Plus, the NCBA trade show will be on site with over 385,000 square feet of the latest and greatest in the cattle business to help your operation stay competitive and sustainable. Register today and learn more at convention.ncba.org.
Last week, House of Representatives voting on a rule to block Consumer Protection Bureau's new rules for lenders. Nebraska Representative Mike Flood.
I'm a businessman myself, and I'm proud to say that I've made a payroll every 2 weeks since I was 24 years old. And I'll tell you what happens in a situation like this. I'm also a borrower. I'm a borrower of small community banks across the state of Nebraska. You pass something like this, you go from 7 statutory data points, you go to 81 data points. I'm going to have to pay an accountant to sit down and sift through all of our business data to put this together for my bank, my lender, and hope that I get it right so that on the next bank exam, they're not calling me wanting a whole bunch more information. That's the real cost to small business. That's the real cost to businesses in this nation. That's what people in this town forget. It's small businesses, it's small town employers that make this country run, that make the money work so that people can wake up and have some cash in their pocket. So I will say this, you go from 7 points to 81 points. This is just another example where the CFPB has expanded the scope of the rule as far as possible.
It's another Ag News Update.